Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. And last week, we had just an amazing conversation with the president of Generation Plus, Patrick Buell, and he has agreed to come back with us this week and continue our discussion on enzymes. So, Patrick, Martin, welcome to this podcast episode.
Indeed. Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
So we were talking about enzymes and the power that they had, you know, in terms of health and anti-aging and all that sort of stuff. And I'm kind of curious about the impact that enzymes have in the digestive system. So I was wondering, Patrick, if you could maybe start this episode off talking a little bit about that.
Certainly. Enzymes play the critical role in the digestive system. They work in the small intestine or upper GI, where the balance, the breaking down of the food happens after it passes through the stomach. So digestive enzymes are critically important. And if people will remember, if they've listened to last week, we talked about enzymes in the body being depleted in the human body after the age of 30. Well, this severely compromises the digestive process of every human. So after the age of 30, you simply have to select a digestive formula to aid in that process if you want to enjoy a higher quality of life. It's not if I should, it's who should I take. And honestly, folks out there, it doesn't matter to me. As long as you select a quality manufacturer that provides you a product you can count on, do that. Just select someone's and get on the road to better health. Digestive enzymes are so important because they aid the process of simply that, digestion. Now, digestion starts in the mouth with the saliva, and some amylase comes out in the saliva to start the whole digestion process, passes through the esophagus into the stomach. We've got bilayer acids and hydrochloric acids that really start the breakdown of the products that you consume. Then it passes through into the small intestine, as the enzymes do, where it continues its process, and this is where all the work is really done. If you don't have an adequate amount of enzymes for that digestive process, it will lead to a host of ailments. Improper digestion, we think, is responsible for up to 80% of today's degenerative diseases in the United States of America. So if we can correct that digestive process, we're going to eliminate a lot of diseases we see. Whenever we talk to somebody, whenever I do a physician consult, we always take a look at the digestive system first, because if we have an improperly functioning digestive system, we want to get that straightened out before we do anything. That will show us the path, show us the way to our next step. Do we need to take another step, or is this simply eliminated the problem that was ghosted in or masked by an improperly functioning digestive system? Our product is Digesticol. It contains all of the necessary enzymes to break down whatever you consume. You know, there are proteins in all kinds of things that we consume, whether it be the cell wall of a cereal grass or any type of plant source. There's proteins that need a specific enzyme to break them down. You know, improperly functioning digestive systems could look like many things, but generally what happens is you just pass through things not properly digested, and they may just lay in wait in the GI tract and end up as impacted feces and clogging the whole system. There are so many things that these do, it's hard to get your hands around how important they are, but just know that they are so important. Without them, you will die. It's just that simple. And when we can supplement with a product like Digesticol, we're not only improving our quality of life, but we're extending our lifespan as well. Did I answer your question?
You certainly did.
You know, I have a little example of it. I have a partner who lives in Germany, and her husband, 33-year-old guy, started just a month ago taking the Digesticol. And she says, he is just so religious about taking this. He is now understanding that even at his fairly youthful 33, he has to do this because he was not feeling as energetic as he once was, and he was already appreciating just just supplementing the digestive, that it gives him the energy that he didn't used to have or that he lost already. And so, yeah, it's for everybody. I know people at 50 years of age, they start to forget what that used to feel like, to be, full of energy, vim, vigor, be able to run, or all these other activities that a person's able to do when the enzymatic function in the body is running at full tilt.
That's very true. And I didn't mention this before, and I won't take too long on the subject. It is very important. Maybe I'll be lucky enough to be invited back on the show, but we infuse all of our products with subtle energy packs. And the reason I bring this up, several years ago, I partnered with a quantum physicist from a technology standpoint. What we do is take my formulas and actually extract the energy patterns in which they output and reinfuse them back into themselves, making them more efficacious of a product. But the real neat thing here is he has created a plasma-based computer system that actually allows him to create and maintain different energy patterns. And this can be related a lot to like chi or prana or acupuncture. So with Digestigol, for instance, it's a digestive aid product, so what we infuse in it for extra energy patterns are things that aid the process of digestion. It harmonizes the ingredients with the human body. It harmonizes the ingredients with themselves, so it's a very symbiotic formula. This is what we do to every single product. So this physicist got a hold of the formula, and he just loved it. When he first got it, he happens to be a Russian, and he has a very dear friend that was involved in the Chernobyl incident. And obviously, this person had very compromised digestive health. So we put the formula together, got it to the doctor. He infused it, sent it off to his associate, and lo and behold, this person now is able to eat whatever she wants to eat, where she used to have to be very, very selective on her food choices because they just would not pass through the system properly. Now she can eat whatever she wants, and she attributes it 100% to Digestigol. Not only does it have the bacteria responsible, but also the enzymes that are responsible for the digestive process, but it also adds some very specific bacteria to aid in that upper GI process and help bring it, pass it through down to the lower GI process where bacteria does the prevalent work on the digestive process. So that's just another testimonial to how this thing works. And again, this is not an issue of who's or should I take a product. It's who should I take. You have to take a digestive aid product after the age of 30 if you live in the United States because of our over-farmed toxic food chain. And even if you're a strict organic raw fooder, this is still an issue and it still needs to be addressed because today you can get about 60% less nutrients in a cup of spinach that you could have got 50 years ago. It's just that dramatically different, even with our raw organic choices. So this is something that everybody needs to do. Metabolically, we don't have enough enzymes to finish that process out. The longer we're on Earth, the more we age, the less we have internally to help this process along. And therefore, the more events manifest, more degenerative disease manifest themselves, and it's just a catch-22. Get the proper amount of digestive enzymes in your system, and you will live longer. It's just that simple, and you're going to be happier when you're here.
Couldn't be said better. You've actually formulated a number of products that relate back to digestion. I recall we have Floracol, which is for the large intestine to repopulate the flora and fauna into the colon, and you also have this cholesticol, and you have what's lipase? What is it called? Lipolone, right?
Lipolone, right.
So, so the lipolone is mainly for fat people to get thinner, right?
Well, I'll tell you that fat is the hardest nutrient for the body to digest. So improper fat digestion leads to its own host of ailments. You don't have to be fat to take this product. All you have to be is someone that eats an American diet to take this product. What this product will do is not only not allow the fat you consume to be stored as metabolic body fat, it pushes it through, converts it to essential fatty acids where the muscle tissue can actually burn it as energy So we're taking what would be a waste and turning it into real fuel for the body and letting it your body expel the energy by use of this essential fatty acid stored in the muscle tissue instead of growing our waistline with body fat. So in addition to that, yes, it is a wonderful, amazing diet aid. It contains more lipase than any product in the world, period. Lipase is the only enzyme. It is the enzyme. Its only reason for being is to break down and eliminate fat. If you look in nature at things like avocados, why do we tell avocados as having beneficial fat? Well, that's because they have a very, very high amount of lipase in them, which makes that conversion for you. So it turns an otherwise nasty trans fat, saturated fat, into an essential fatty acid, which is beneficial to the body. And lipase is its sole responsibility to do that process in the human body and the food we consume. And it will also break down metabolic body fat. So if we're talking about the obese, we're talking about somebody that just needs to lose a couple extra pounds, lipase is the product for you without the use of any sort of stimulants. This ingredient breaks down fat. That's all it does. It's the only reason it's here. So it does work. But it's also for anybody that eats an American diet, for crying out loud, it's so high in fat, it's a conventional American diet. If you take one with meals, it's going to stop that storage of body fat. Even if you're not fat, it'll help clean up your blood, keep you healthier from that angle. So Lipe alone contains the highest amount of lipase of any product in the world. And lipase, its only job is to break down fat wherever you find it.
Wow, that is very interesting.
You certainly sold me on that.
Well, and you mentioned Floracol, Martin. Floracol is our other piece of the digestive process. We have a guaranteed protocol here to improve any digestive system, and we guarantee this if we get compliance. If one were to use Digesticol, which we spoke about, and Floracol, which you mentioned, Floracol contains enough beneficial bacteria to complete that digestive process, as you mentioned, for the lower GI. And this product, combined with Digesticol and two other things that we cannot provide, one of them being water, you need to consume about an ounce of water for every pound of body weight. I'm sorry, a half ounce of water for every pound of body weight to get proper hydration. Proper hydration isn't just to quench thirst. Proper hydration is to allow our nutrients that we consume to be properly absorbed into the body. So if we get a half ounce of water each day for a pound of body weight, we consume 30 grams of fiber each day. The best thing to do is get a 50-50 split between soluble and insoluble fiber. So you've got the roughage and you got the bulk forming agent. And then you take Digesticol, one capsule with any meal or snack. That's just one capsule with any meal or snack. And then you take Floracol with it. We can improve every single itis, whatever it is. Diverticulitis, proctitis, ulcerative proctitis, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, IBS. Whatever type of digestive ailment we have, with that protocol, we guarantee results as long as people comply. We've never had it not improve anyone. It always improves people's health. It always improves their digestive condition, ailment, or disease. Oops, did I say that? I didn't mean it. But at least we know that the product works. We've got tons of testimonials, and I wouldn't recommend it so wholeheartedly if we didn't know it worked. And in fact, we wouldn't even put a product out on the market if it didn't work. We test these and send them out to people just like you, Martin, to test them for us before we ever bring them to market.
Exactly. Would you say, is it better to take the Floracol in its powdered form or is capsulated okay?
Well, the capsules is fine, and here is the difference. We can take Floracol for two different reasons. One would be to aid the digestion of the food that we consume, okay? And that has a lot to do with digestive disorders that we have today. Or we could take it simply to address those issues systemically. So if we were to take the powder, which is going to get us faster acting, that may be a better way to systemically address these issues. That is, letting it pass through the stomach lining 45 to 60 minutes prior to or after any meal, Then it pushes through the stomach lining into the small intestine, where it's absorbed by the blood, addressing these systemically or whole bodily. We take them in a capsule. It's going to delay that process. Now, not too much, but it will delay it enough. If you take it with meals, it's going to be a better bet that way. It's kind of six of one, half a dozen of another. We get testimonials in both cases. We've had people try both and can't come up with a difference. It all has to do with when you take it more than which one you take it. Again, you can take it with meals or outside of meals. If you take it outside of meals, you're going to get the systemic value. If you take it with meals, it's going to concentrate the bacterial activity levels on breaking down the food before it passes through the entire system. So there's kind of a twofold approach, and it does mention that right on the label for systemic or digestive purposes.
I know I was in London just a couple months ago, and I was showing the products to the nutritionist there, and this is a guy who is the nutritionist to the stars. I mean, you should see his Rolodex. Anyway, he was telling me, my God, I have not seen anything like this before. I mean, this Floracol has values that are just unmatched by anything that I've seen in my 25 years of practice. And I'm saying, see, I told you that you should carry the Generation Plus product.
Well, that's nice to hear. You know, we simply do not compromise where other companies may. There's a time in the formulation process when everybody has to make a decision. Are the ingredients that we're selecting going to be palatable for the market from a pricing standpoint? That's something we never compromise. We always select the best ingredients, and the pricing format falls out where it may. If it's an inexpensive ingredient, it's going to be really inexpensive. If it's a high-priced ingredient, it's going to be a moderately priced product. We never overprice, but we never select ingredients either that are going to allow us to come into the market with a lower price point. We bring to you the ingredients that are going to be most beneficial for whatever product choice it is that you make. I think that's important.
Indeed. People have been totally impressed with the Generation Plus products.
Well, I thank them for that, and you know, our mission is to continue on. We've got 8 new formulas due to come out here in the next several months. We're working on our brand new January 08 catalog right now, which is going to answer just about any question anyone could have about enzymes. I think, you know, if I've got just a second to really breeze over the difference between systemic and digestive, do we have time for that or no?
Sure. You go for it, Patrick.
Real quickly, the enzymes taken as a dietary supplement should be broken up into two distinct categories, one being systemic, one being digestive. Systemic is for the therapeutic reasons that we would take them for degenerative disease or sports injury, sprains, strains, thick blood, whatever. Digestive is just for that, digesting food. Now, the differences are this. Digestive enzymes are going to contain many, many more different types of enzymes than a systemic enzyme formula. A systemic enzyme formula is going to contain only the enzymes needed to affect that condition. Digestive enzymes are going to have almost all of them available that make sense to digest any type of food you can consume. Also, systemic enzyme formula, the activity levels on every individual enzyme are going to be much higher on a systemic enzyme product than they will be on a digestive enzyme product, because you need the higher activity levels to make the passage through the small intestine to be put into the circulation system, where digestive aid, you don't. Does a lot of work right in the stomach, so you don't need that high of activity levels. That's really the biggest difference. It seems to be a question that pops up every single day, and I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's great information, Patrick. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. We've come pretty close to the end of our time for this podcast. Martin, do you have any sort of last words or maybe a last question that you want to ask Patrick before we go?
No, not specifically. I would like to suggest that we're going to make this a regular, regular program for enzyme education, because I think that this is one of the critical and most important points of what Life Enthusiast is all about. So I'd like to bring Patrick back from time to time and expand the customer education about all of the importance of enzymes and I mean, Patrick has so much more experience to share with about all the other things he's done in his life. I think it would be most beneficial to our listeners to hear that.
Well, awesome. I'm flattered, and you know, just so you know, I'd be available for whatever you gentlemen wanted to do. So let me know; I'll be here.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, let's get our users to write in their questions.
Yes, if you've got any questions for Patrick or for Martin, you can head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. Leave it in the comments there. We check them all, and we will answer them either personally or in an upcoming podcast. So that's Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast is at the lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, and you'll be able to see all our previous episodes as well and listen to them. If you've got any questions at all about Generation Plus, head over to the Life Enthusiast Co-op website at life-enthusiast.com and just click on Brands and Company and then Generation Plus, and you'll be in that huge section with tons and tons of great information about enzymes and the different products that are available there.
Excellent.
So you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. And Martin, any last words before we sign off?
No, just thank you everybody for staying with us, and looking forward to doing the next one.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Best of health.